Hi, I'm Hannah Sparrow. As a behavior analyst, I'm here to connect the science of behavior to everyday life. Join me as I reveal the secrets of why we do what we do and give you tools for how to change habits. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. And I want to throw the book out the window again and talk some more about what I talked about last time, talking about doing something you've never done in order to get something you've never had. And I want to take a behavioral perspective on that. But let's add in the component of the International Women's Day and let's talk about women's behavior today. And yes, I am a woman, so I can talk from firsthand. And you might be like, girl, we had Women's International Day last week. We're over that. And I'm like, can we celebrate men and women every day? So I want to talk about why as women, why do we hold back? Why do we not do the actions we want to become who we want to be? I think one of it has to do with learned behaviors. We are imitating the women before us. We don't know what to do. And even if we do, we don't have enough motivation to change that habit. The only way for the ABC cycles and your behaviors to change is to no longer get the effects you want or reinforcement or fun, however you want to call it, or what used to motivate you enough or the results you used to get, it's just not satisfying enough. When that happens, that's called extinction. That means you're doing the same actions, but you're not getting the results you want. That's when you have enough motivation to possibly change. But here's the thing. When you have a learned behavior, this goes way back to development. It's very crucial in the way we develop habits. The one key component you have to have in order to learn and develop habits is imitation. Without imitation, as a learner, you don't learn. Not like if you have imitation. So when I work with children and they have developmental delays, they're such sweet little souls. And often, for example, if I get a three-year-old, they exhibit habits of a one-year-old. And in my head, I'm like, how can I help you reach your full potential as a three-year-old when your actions are cycling in a one-year-old phase? And one thing that's usually missing is imitation. Now, in order to imitate, you have to observe what's happening. And that's actually a skill that I've had to teach as well. You have to teach your learner to notice stuff is happening. Then you have to teach them that it is fun to copy someone else. It's kind of like when your little kiddo is like copying you, like my little girl and my friend's little girl, they like just grab their little purse and they're like walking along. With my girl, I'm like, girl, where'd you get the idea of a purse? I don't carry a purse. Well, granted, I carry a work bag everywhere. So I'm like, oh, that's okay. It looks like a purse. Imitation is key. We are imitating the women before us. I think this is why it's such a big deal when a woman does something very different and what connects with what we want inside, because we're like, she did it. She's doing different actions that nobody else is doing. That's really hard to do, because when you're comfortable in a cycle, you keep doing it because there's something enjoyable in it. It's once the enjoyment is gone and you have enough motivation to do something else, that change can happen. So you have the effects of growing up and what you see and what you see around you all the time. But you also have society expectations, perspective of what other people think. I think that holds us back. And I think because of those expectations, we as women often put more on our plate than we can handle. And we put ourselves on the back burner. I have personally found that when I put myself on the back burner, I cannot show up for anyone else in the way I want to. My goal is often to be the person I would want in my life. But how do you break society's expectations? And where do we even get the input from society? Well, I've noticed something. Since now being a single parent, I've heard this more than once. When I transitioned to living on my own, people are suddenly like, oh, so you're going back to South Carolina where your family's at. And I'm like, no, why am I uprooting myself to go live with other people when I am my own entity and I want to make it on my own? I want to grow from this experience. And then even a year later, someone's like, yeah, I was really surprised you didn't move in with your family. And I've even had family members be like, oh yeah, so you're coming to South Carolina? And I was like, I don't know why everyone's expecting me to go back. Do you say that to men? I honestly am curious. I've never heard that saying said to men, a single father. And I don't think it's a bad thing, but my value was I want to grow and change from this. And if I go lean too much on someone else, I can't grow. And that's why I chose that. And that fits my values. And maybe someday I will have to. Maybe I won't figure out the right actions to be successful business-wise. Men and women both run into that. They say a lot of businesses fail within the first 5 years. And I'm like, how do I figure out not to fail? I can't fail. I don't want to fail. And none of us want to fail. But without failure, you can't learn. Just like the light bulb would not be here if Thomas Edison had given up on try five. What if he's like, yeah, after 1 year, that's 365 days. That's a third or a third-ish of what he actually did. If someone only gave it a year and be like, oh, I'll give up, we wouldn't have a light bulb if like he did that. So I think as women, we hear a lot of vocal feedback telling us we should do something different. We should do more. We should. And that leads into guilt. And I heard someone say recently, how come men are not guilty for going to work, but women are? It's society. It's expectations. It's a learned perspective. It's a learned behavior. But we can change that. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a lot on your plate. That's my personal value. But I also think you need to prioritize right. And I think as women, we never put ourselves first. And there's guys too. Like I know of other guys who do not put themselves first. And in society, in a way, that's looked down upon because if you put yourself first, it's prideful. It's selfish. It's egotistical. Who are you to put yourself first? But I don't know about you, but I can't show up how I want to until I've taken care of me first inside, mental, physical, all of those pieces. Then I can show up and be the person I would want in my life. So behaviorally, why do women hold back? It's a learned behavior. And I think as a society, it's pushed to women to act a specific way. And when women try to break that mold, it's a lot of work. And it's the same for men in other ways. We just have different challenges because society tells us we have to do things a certain way. But who made society? Who made those rules? Are they rules that you value? I've lived in Colorado, California, and South Carolina, and I've thought it was interesting the behaviors of the women that I noticed. I haven't figured out the Colorado trend yet, but I noticed on the East Coast, women go do things. And you don't hear women complaining, oh, this and men that and all this and oh, I'm held. No, they just go do it, at least from what I've noticed in general. They either don't want it or they just don't go do it. On the West Coast, all this complaining, especially like up in the Bay Area, extreme, oh, men this and men that and all this complaining from women. But you know what? They're not showing up and doing the work to change. Complaining doesn't get you anywhere. Sure, it might be relieving, but it doesn't change your habits. Talking about it doesn't change your habit. You have to go do something you've never done if you actually want something to happen that's not happened before. It's like buying ingredients for a cake. If you only buy the same ingredients and follow the same recipe, are you gonna get creme brulee or are you gonna get chocolate cake? And is it gonna be like complete opposite because you did the same cooking process with the same ingredients? You're not gonna get a different kind of dessert. If you've been making chocolate cake and with all of those ingredients, you're not gonna get something else. You gotta go get different ingredients. And as a woman, we need to get specific ingredients than a man would in order to change our habits because we have different society rules we're going against and different expectations we're going against. So for all the women out there in this reflection on International Women's Day, if there's something you want to be doing that you've never done, what actions are you doing right now to change your habits today? And do you have enough motivation to do it? Because if you don't want it all the way, it won't happen all the way. And you're going to keep going in the behavioral cycles over and over because you're getting just enough pleasure out of doing the same thing every day that you want to avoid the discomfort of actually taking action to become who you really want to be. Thanks for listening to Sparrow. Listen again on Mondays and Fridays for more behavior talk. And in the meantime, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And you can follow me on my socials at Sparrow and HannahSparrow.org. But the most important is I would love to hear your messages because I want to hear what topics you want talked about.